This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 to help you with your car, no matter what it is. And today we've got a big day, the 250 anniversary for the U.S. or whatever you want, the United States of America, or 4th of July, Independence, 250 years. So big day for everybody, but an especially big day for me. 20 years ago, my baby was born. The first one at Edith and I, our first child, and my first child that I waited forever for. Seemed like a long time when I was 36 when she was born, but it is Claire's birthday today. My baby, 20 years old. So happy birthday, Claire Bear. And I saw her this morning. I'll be back home. She came back home today for a little 20 bit.
20 years. Wow.
20 years. Like, oh, my goodness gracious.
And here's last Ludwig. Week my son Andrew turned 40.
And here's, happy birthday to him. That, yeah, man. So happy birthday, Claire. Now I see Ludwig calling me. He must have forgot to have a radio show to
minor
do.
Minor details.
So Edith, if you're listening, maybe call him and let him know. Don't worry about the assignment I gave him up in Munns Park. So anyway, enough about that. So happy 4th of July to everybody. Happy, happy birthday to Claire and anybody else who has a birthday today. So, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I don't know what we're talking about today, so I need you to call in 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. 27. Whatever you want to talk about is what the show is. Whether it's a repair on the car that you need, that you think you need. Did you get the big list? How do you deal with a complaint? Should you just go write a bad review? Probably not. Maybe you want to talk to the shop about it. I have a little topic that came up at my shop this week we could talk about. But I wanted to talk about or bring up a couple things. I don't really have a great topic today, but I kind of do. And talking about the automobile and what has the automobile done for America? Now here's where, well, it hasn't been over the last 250 years, that's for sure. I forget when the first car, Gary, I wasn't prepared for that, but
1904-ish,
yeah. But how has the car revolutionized, I guess, America?
It helped make us a superpower.
That?
Because you had the industry to then do World War II and...
Yeah, then we had the assembly lines and the stuff already there to help make things. Yeah. But the freedom that the car represents, I mean, I do a little bit of research today. And so like the hot rod, you know, so what car to you as a listener represents your freedom? Is it the big, big giant Cadillac that you cruise in with the top down and that you might see in some 4th of July parades today that just screams America? Or is it the hot rod? Is it the
muscle car,
the American muscle car that gets you going? So 602-277-5827 is 602-277-KTAR. So the muscle car shaped a lot of people in America and their just what represented America, that raw horsepower.
It's something we didn't need, but we wanted.
Yeah. I think of hot rods, and I'm starting to think of like Chevelle and Roadrunners and those
Barracuda. Yeah.
But then you go back a little further before that. You know, I got the Beach Boys in my mind, and I know my mom growing up in Southern California, Pomona and that area, and they going to the drag races. Well, that was a whole different American car scene. That was your old 30s Fords and stuff like that.
The rumble seats and stuff.
Yeah, that defined America. You go back and look at
American Graffiti, the movie.
Well, American Graffiti, but I was going to say Grease. Mm. You know, look at what that did. And then how did the car revolutionize, I'd say? It defined the American road trip. How the car changed America. It changed where we had the ability to work. You didn't have to live in a crowded metropolitan area. You could go out to the burbs, right?
Right.
Changed where you lived. You also could live in the burbs, suburbs, and work downtown,
My folks were born in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the car, they could go from New York City out to the suburbs of New York.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so it changed the way you vacation.
Exactly, yeah.
The car defined the modern American road trip, if you will. How you get vacations. But we've got Frank. Frank's got a 2018 or 2019 Ford Expedition. I don't know if this has got anything to do with the American muscle car or how the car defined America. Or maybe Frank's just got a question. But we're going to go with Frank real quick. He's got a 2018 Ford Expedition. What's up, Frank?
Yeah, 2019 with a 3.5 turbo.
Uh-huh. EcoBoost.
EcoBoost. Yeah, I'm getting signs that the cam phasers are going out or need to be serviced.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, how common is that? I checked if Ford had a recall. They don't, but they did put out a service bulletin, but they didn't. It kind of expired in 2022 or something. I had a hard time reading it. So my question is, how long can I drive it before I actually have to address it? And what's the worst and best case of that?
How many miles are in this vehicle?
It's got 64,000.
Well, that's low. 64,000 miles for a cam phaser. Have you had the car diagnosed, or did you simply read a code?
No, I can hear it in the morning when I start it. And it only does it in the morning when you first start it. You get this kind of a rattle.
Mm-hmm.
And according to, Google, it's like that's the first sign of a cam phaser problem.
Okay, so you're not having a symptom where the car is out of time or a camshaft timing correlation fault or anything like that?
No lights. I did notice a slight miss, but it's kind of, if you, blink, it goes away. So it's not predominant.
Right. Well, I think what we have to do, we've got to get somebody with some experienced ears to at least listen to that. And When I say that's a little early, I mean, the car is 2019, so it is 7 years old. And that is I forget when that EcoBoost engine came out, but that's one of the, I guess I would say, the early versions of that. So that's something that, I mean, if you're planning to keep this car, that is super low mileage. I wouldn't mess around. I would make sure and get that identified. Get that failure for sure identified so you know what you're dealing with. And if it is the cam phasers, man, I would just do it because you don't want to risk. I haven't seen those phasers come apart, but that is what's keeping everything in that engine in time. And if that comes out of time, kablamo, it goes south. But, the best, and by the time we usually see those having a failure, that, we're starting to think about a loose timing chain and a stretched timing, timing components and stuff like that. And I don't think that's the case with you. So this is a repair with 60,000 miles that you could do a couple things that would cost you some money now, but they're going to save you later. And I'm going to go over that with you after the break. We've got to take a quick break, but we're going to talk about the cam phasers. Well, should I do the timing chain? And I'll tell you a little bit about a strange setup, but a setup with a water pump on that car that's going to make you change your mind about a water pump. So we're going to take a quick break, Frank, and when we come back, I'm going to explain how that works and give you some recommendations. Listen to Bumper Radio. Plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of A1 Garage Door Service. My mom recently moved into a new home with a builder-grade garage door. Noisy, flimsy, and not built to last, so we're fixing that. Mom, you're my hero. When I was growing up, she worked three jobs just to save our house.
And helped you build this company.
Now I'm giving her a beautiful new garage door that's built to last. The garage is 40% of your home's curb appeal. When it looks good and it works great,
life is good. Thanks, Tommy.
From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs isn't easy, especially for transmissions. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968, our mission's simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at autotransexchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at danabros.com.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTR car guy, and we've got plenty of open lines today on this 4th of July show. It is a live show today, this is not Memorex, this is live.
Well, you could be saying that on tape, though.
I could be, but I'm not.
Or not.
So, I mean, somebody could call me and make my phone ring. We could stage that, too.
And what's the phone number?
But, you know, does anybody remember, is it live or is it Memorex? Not very many people. You got to be old like us, Gary. The guy sitting in the chair in front of the speaker blowing the thing out on a tape. You know, you hear people say videotape things. I'm like, what's a tape? I'm taping this. So 602-277-5827. That's the phone number. It's easy. Just pick up the phone, dial, and we're going to help you with your car. Maybe you want to tell us about your hot rod, what formed your American muscle car love, or your love for the automobile, or how the automobile changed your life like it changed America here on our 250th anniversary. And I still have to say happy birthday to Claire again. So it's around 20 years of it. So anyway, 602-277-5827 is 602-277-KTAR. Man, Gary, I need to get my text messages back up because I think some people like to text as well.
Exactly.
And I need to get...
Yeah, not everybody's comfortable coming on the air with us.
Right. Well, it's easy. I mean, I got a face for radio, so it's easy. Don't be shy. We'll get you taken care of.
A nice guy to talk to.
But Frank called. Frank's got a low mileage 2019 Ford Explorer 3.5 liter. That's the EcoBoost. He's got some noise. At first, I thought he might have had a timing failure, but some noise from the cam phasers. And what the cam phasers are, they allow the engine control computer to change the valve or the cam timing in correlation to the crankshaft. Oh. Typically, that was just all locked together, and it is what it is on the timing. But now we can advance and retard the camshaft timing on the intake and the exhaust camshafts at variable times to get the maximum amount of horsepower. Well, that relies on good clean oil pressure, no sludge buildup or anything like that. And then the computer will make these decisions. Well, what Frank's having happen is that those phasers make noise and they rattle. So that could be a bad phaser, could be a bad tensioner. Maybe the timing chain tensioner is actually loose, causing some slap in the chain. So Frank needs to get some ears on that thing, somebody that really knows what they're doing. But part of his question is, how long can I go? Man, if I had the crystal ball, the toes would be in the sand. Exactly. You know, I'd be getting fed grapes and and fanned and all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to go too far. I mean, if the budget is not a concern, the budget's a concern for everybody. But
of course,
you always want to find out the best way to fix the car, and then go. If you have to, then go backwards, if you will, or break down from there how you can do that. And I might talk about that, how racing kind of formed some of the way I look at cars. But Frank, on your car, we want to find out if those phasers are bad, have somebody listen to them. The process for looking at those or doing the phasers, you got to get the valve cover off. So someone could potentially pull the valve cover and look at the timing chain. But we can also do an electronic test of that engine, and we can use pressure transducers and time and position sensors And just like you're going to get an EKG at the doctor's office,
sure.
I've spent some time in the hospital lately. The technology that we're using on the car far surpasses some of this medical technology that we're looking at. So we can look and see, because the big question, Frank, when you go in there, is my timing chain stretched out? Is now the right time to do the timing chain too? Because typically when we have this problem, this is a 2019, 2018, whatever it was.
2019, yeah.
We're seven, 8 years old. Usually that's got much higher mileage on it. So if we're going to go in that far, we oftentimes want to do the timing chain.
That part of the motor part, so yeah.
The tensioners and that kind of stuff. I talked about the water pump. Now, the water pump on these Ford engines, some of the Mazdas too, because they're cousins, the V6s, the water pump is driven by the timing chain. And when that water pump goes bad, you've got to take the engine apart to get to that water pump. And we see failures in that 60,000 mile range. So Frank, if you're going to do that, you want to talk to the shop about what is the best practices. What's the best way to fix this car? Maybe they can hook up a lab scope and tell you the timing of the engine and try to determine if the chain is stretched in advance. So if this thing had 120,000 miles on it, it'd get four phasers.
Sure.
All the timing chains, which I think there's two or three. You get all the chains, all the tensioners, all the phasers, all the plastic replaceable tensioner pucks and guides and everything. But at 60,000 miles, maybe you don't really need that. Maybe it's a couple phasers and a water pump. So, Frank, that's the one where you really want to talk about the options with the shop. You don't want the cheapest repair. You maybe not want the best repair. That's where you got to get that relationship with your service advisor. Maybe even get the mechanic involved. You know, the advisor is the liaison. They shouldn't be an order taker. They should be talking to you about these things. And Frank, that's what I want you to do with your shop. What should we do? Especially considering I'm keeping this car.
Right.
But you know what? If you're only going to keep it a couple of years, maybe it's a different repair.
Sure.
I don't know. But Frank, let's get somebody to look at that. One, before you spend money on the wrong thing. And two, before you have a problem that causes you to have to spend money unnecessarily. So good luck with that, Frank. Let me know what happens when it does. Let's go to Glenn and Mesa. Uh-oh, this is going to be a hot rod, I think. 67 Ford Galaxy. What's up, Glenn?
Well, I have a few hot rods. I have Barracudas. I have Torinos. My point is trying to find a place that's got vintage air. So far, I found a place that does a year out. Well, I don't want to wait that long. I know there's a lot of shops that can do vintage air, but I don't want to wait a freaking year.
Right. Yeah. Well, my biggest, but I would say the recommendation that I would have is called Blackwell Automotive. Now, you're in Mesa. They're in North Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't know what their wait time is, but, you know, there's a thing I've heard, good, fast, and cheap. Well, if it's a year out, that's because the people that are working on it are good and there's a demand for their services. And I get you don't want to wait. But so you might reach out to somebody like Blackwell Automotive, 40th Street and Greenway.
Yeah.
Full restoration shop. They do everything, you know, top notch. If they can't help you, maybe they can turn you on to somebody that can. Maybe the vintage air people can get you in line with one of their installers. You know, there's another place called APAC over in Phoenix off 19th Avenue, 23rd Avenue, McDowell area. They might be a resource to reach out for a good referral. I don't think you need to wait a year either, unless it's a supply issue. But otherwise, I think you've got some more resources. But I would check with Blackwell Automotive. You know, and when you're working on a classic like that, the drive is worth it. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't mind the drive. I don't mind a little weight, but I think a year is ridiculous. I did my research. There's plenty of parts out there. I just think, you know, a lot of companies, our businesses are busy, and I understand that. I have gone to several shops, and they're swamped. But, you know, it's hard to find a respectable place. I don't mind paying a fair price. I don't mind the wait for getting my cars done. But, you know, it's ridiculous how the situation works. It's just hard to find a good respectable place. I have seen Blackwell on the website. I don't mind the drive. You know, I don't mind waiting a little time, but a year is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And, you know, that stuff that you're working on, there's not a lot of people today that can do that still. So the demand is up. As every time, you know, we get some of these older mechanics. I mean, I'm 56. I'm not working on cars anymore. I never really worked on a 67 Barracuda. I mean, the fundamentals are there, of course, but there's a whole nother generation, one generation or half a generation older than me, and those guys are disappearing. They're timing out. They're, you know, dying, whatever. They're getting out of the business. So we're losing a lot of knowledge base. What I call
supply and demand. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're losing the knowledge base, what I call tribal knowledge. I mean, that stuff hasn't been trained. So yeah, there's going to be a demand for that kind of work. And you know, there's another guy that's closer to you out in the Tempe area. And maybe they have two shops. Maybe it's just back down to one, but Sean Gordon over at Ace Performance Auto. APA. They work on a lot of vintage stuff. You might reach out to them, but Blackwell is still my first choice. Sure. So, Carrie, I don't know. We've got Mike and Peoria, but man, we don't have a lot of time. Well, we're going to take you, Mike. There's a break, and I don't want to make you wait the whole time. Hopefully, we can answer your question here in 2 minutes. So, Mike and Peoria, 2019 Silverado, 1500. What's going on? Or 2500.
The lights. The lights come on for Stabilitrack. Trailer brakes and brakes. And I'll just be driving down the road, and when it comes on, I lose my cruise control because it won't let me do that. We changed some of the wheel sensors, and it stopped. Now, I also have no backup lights. I don't know if that's something different, but it's got me stymied. I just drive down the road, whether I have a trailer hooked up or not. Now, this truck pulls a lot of trailers.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, I'm setting up 3 4th of July events as we speak. When that light comes on, I lose my cruise control.
So here's a couple things that really stood out to me. You have multiple lights come on, Stabilitrack, traction control, and what was the other one?
Trailer brakes.
Trailer brakes. I'm going to say that all three of those are related to one root cause problem. You said your backup lights don't work. Is that all the time or just when you're starting to have this problem?
You know, I'm thinking there's a correlation there too, yeah.
Absolutely. That's where I'm going with this. So if everything is working okay and you go out and you put it in reverse, do the reverse lights come on?
No.
They don't right now. So maybe check that. I got to take a quick break. Why don't you check and see if your reverse lights come on? And I want you to also, if you can, check your brake lights. And then I'm going to take a quick break. If you want to stay on hold, we're going to bring you back on after the break. And I'm going to walk you through some of the things that I think may be the problem. Got to take a quick break. You're listening to Bumper Radio. We'll be right back.
Miss the days when you knew who was working on your car and trusted them? So do we. Hi. I'm Eric Noon for Kurt's Auto Repair. That's why Kurt's still does things the way Kurt and Kathy Rock started back in 1987. Family-owned, honest, and focused on taking care of people, not just cars. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Here's our invitation. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's. Come see the difference for yourself at mycarhurts.com.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1, and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 in Broadway, just go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
KTAR News, now. Good morning and happy 4th of July. KTAR News Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. If you have a wedding or a large event planned while staying at a short-term rental in Scottsdale, some new rules and some new permits will be kicking in this month.
The Scottsdale City Council recently passed a new ordinance to crack down on parties at short-term rentals. Mayor Lisa Borowski tells the Mike Broomhead Show it defines event center as any property used for an organized gathering or functions involving a commercial purpose.
There should be penalties. There should be a strict recitation in the advertisement of this is the ordinance in Scottsdale and you will be penalized. There should be greater penalties financially for those bad actors that are visiting the STR, you know, say a $1,000 fine.
The ordinance takes effect July 23rd. Heidi Hommel, KTAR News.
Maricopa County Sheriff's Office says a 30-year-old man has been arrested for making threats against Sheriff Jerry Sheridan. Angel Valadez allegedly posted the threats on social media. Also on social media, he asked President Trump for immunity while making those threats. Let's go ahead and check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash involving a pedestrian. This is going to be on Buckeye Road, just west of Avondale Boulevard. And we also have a crash that's going to be on Thompson Ranch Road and Grand Avenue in El Mirage. So be on the lookout for that. As far as weather is concerned, we had some clouds out there this morning and a couple of passing showers have already fallen in parts of the valley. We'll look for a couple of light sprinkles here and there, at least chances for that as we get into this afternoon and this evening. We're looking for a high of 106 today. It'll be mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow and much hotter, 110 the forecast high. We're going to stay above 110 all next week. Breezy to windy conditions starting Tuesday through Friday of next week. 98 now on Chandler. Weather brought to you by Homes 2X. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Rosie on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
On the house means home improvement and repair advice is free of charge when you listen to Rosie, helping Arizona homeowners for over 30 years. That's Rosie on the house. Saturday mornings, 8 till 11 on KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialists. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
Here's what happens all the time. You get hit, the car gets repaired, and insurance sends a check. But once the accident hits Carfax, your car may be worth less, even after a perfect repair. That loss is called diminished value, and if someone else caused the accident, you may be owed money for it. At Orlando Auto Body, when we repair your vehicle on a third-party claim, we'll do a free diminished value evaluation worth $450. It's simple. Don't leave money behind. For a location near you, visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests with a family-style environment. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Bumper to Bumper on Arizona's news station.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we've got another half hour to go on this 4th of July, very special day, our 250th year of freedom, I suppose it is. I mean, you hear everything all over the 250 freedom, the Independence Day, I remember the bicentennial. I was in Washington, D.C. back then when we lived in Virginia. And I remember 1976 going to the mall. I mean, not the mall, not the shopping mall, the mall in D.C.
Washington Mall.
Yeah,
too.
We had our bucket of, I remember this stuff weird. My dad's maybe listening. He's sitting in the airport in Denver right now on his way to Africa. But I remember being out there with our family friends, the Curvins, who he's going hunting with right now in Africa. So that's 50 years later.
Yeah, there you go.
And I distinctly remember the bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. No lies. No lies. And the big, giant Ford blue, huge station wagon, you know, with the like the seats the LTD, in the back and all that stuff. So anyway, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. Lots of open lines, 602-277-5827. We got a little business to take care of. But first, I'm going to go back to Mike in Peoria with that 2500 Silverado. Mike, did you have a chance to see if your reverse lights are working and the brake lights are working?
Well, the brake lights and work all the time. The reverse lights don't.
Okay, the reverse lights don't work.
But,
okay, go ahead.
Now, here's another part of the scenario. Last weekend, we took the trailer, a trailer, up to Utah. The lights came on when I went up 17, and we pulled into a Circle K and turned off the motor for a little bit. The BCM, you know, decided, well, I don't have any problems, and we went and made the whole trip all the way back with the trailer. No lights came on. And nothing like that. When I'm driving down Shea the other day with no trailer, all the lights come on, trailer brake, and all of that. And then I turn the thing off, and when I turn it back on, it'll drive with the lights on a little bit. And then, like I say, the truck, you know, understands that there's no problem, and the lights go off.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's happening
it's intermittent.
Sure, when you cycle the key, it's kind of like, you know, if it were a drivability problem, say in a Mercedes or something like that, it puts it into what we call limp mode. And until you cycle the key, then and it doesn't see the problem repeat, then it turns off the lights. But here's where I'm going to go. I don't have a silver bullet, but I'm going to tell you which way I'm leaning. The reverse lights never working or not working at all, that is my first clue that we might have what we call the Prindle switch, the park reverse neutral drive switch, your neutral safety switch. The computer needs to know which gear the car is in, if it's in reverse or drive or low. It needs to do that for a variety of reasons. And that sensor, that park neutral switch, that's sending a signal to the body control module, who then might send something out to the ABS module, might send something to the trailer brake control module if that's not part of the body control module. It's definitely going to send a signal out to the PCM or the powertrain control module. Everybody needs to know what's going on. All these different players or, you know, little monkeys running around, the computers need to know what's going on. So we need to maybe diagnose our reverse light switch, our reverse light problem first. Let's make sure the reverse lights actually work. Could be the switch. It could be, you know, the GMs sometimes have a module, or not a module, but a circuit board on the taillights, and they burn up. Not likely that they both went out at the same time. So we might look there. Like I said before, common denominator, there's probably one common thing causing all of this, and it doesn't do it with a trailer. It can do it with or without a trailer, so I'm not concerned about the trailer. What the next thing I want you to do, when it's happening, this is when I want you to somehow, if you can back up to a storefront window, if you don't have somebody with you, you need to check when the problem is happening. Do your brake lights work? If your brake, I know they're working now, but you're not having the problem now. The part that gets me to looking at the brake lights is if the brake light switch is not working, your cruise control is not going to work either. It will not allow the cruise control to engage because what cancels the cruise control? The brake light switch. So there's your two first clues, reverse lights and brake lights. If the brake lights work, then I'm going to go back and figure out what's wrong with the reverse lights, because I don't want to go chase a mysterious intermittent problem when we've got a hard failure in front of us with the reverse lights. And that reverse light may very well be cured by a park neutral switch, which might cure the whole darn problem. So that's my advice to you on that one, Mike. And I hope that helps. And get that thing fixed. But let me know when you finally get it figured out what the heck it was. So, and if you're looking for a shop, bumpertobumperradio.com. So now we got to take care of some business. Usually I do a little shout out for a shop, tell you a story about Bumper to Bumper Radio, but you've been hearing me talk about Phoenix Children's Hospital. Bumper to Bumper Radio, since inception almost 15 years ago, has had a relationship with Phoenix Children's Hospital, and the radio station as a whole always has the radiothon and everything like that. So we've got Michael Henry. He's the workhorse behind Bumper to Bumper Radio on the Monday through Friday stuff, the marketing, the shop guy gets everybody round up. And Michael is here to help us talk about the Phoenix Children's Hospital Summer of Love with Phoenix, with the Bumper to Bumper Radio shops and Phoenix Children's Hospital. Michael, are you there? Did I get you on the line?
You got me.
All righty.
Happy 4th of July, fellas.
You too, man.
Bryce. Yeah, Bryce, Carrie, Matt, and thanks to all of our listeners for checking in on the 4th of July. And thank you guys for working.
I know, huh?
On the 4th of July.
This is double time, right?
I thought it was quadruple time.
Hey, Carrie, the best part is four times and nothing is still nothing.
Exactly.
So, but, Michael, come on.
You know what? I saw you. I heard you, Matt, reminiscing, and it makes us all feel old because we remember 76. We remember the bicentennial.
Uh-huh.
And that was like eighth grade year, graduating from eighth grade, and that was like
Ronald Reagan
years
and the big
ago.
Tall ships. Yeah,
right.
Oh,
exactly.
Gosh,
exactly.
Right?
So, what do we have for the listeners? What are your takeaways today? I mean, I know about the program, but you know the real details. What's the objective here? What are we doing, real quick, with Phoenix Children's for the summer?
Yeah, no, you hit a lot of the main points, but just to kind of reinforce the kind of history of us with Bumper to Bumper, yes, the station has, you know, done an incredible job with, you know, their give-a-thon for years, and we piggybacked on that when we started, so that goes back almost 15 years ago, but we kind of took a little bit of a hiatus right around COVID. And just, you know, for separation and all the things that were going on back then, and we had a pause, and we talked about it over the fall, this last fall, and I was talking to our partners at PCH, and I said, you know, we really want to bring this back. All of our shops loved, you know, participating. All of our customers were really supportive, and we raised a nice little chunk of dough for the effort.
I think it was 10 grand last time.
Well, my gosh, it was closer to 20.
Was
you
it?
Know, when we finished up, I think our last check was 16, but the PCH folks kind of gave me a head check when we were putting this together this year. They said we've raised over like close to $48,000 over all of our give-a-thons.
Wow.
Our give-a-thons, our summer
sure.
of love campaign. So we brought it back, and the Summer of Love is going on right now, and it's good all the way through Labor Day. And it's really simple. We dumbed it down to be kind of like when you're in Costco. If you go into any of our shops and you're getting an oil change or, God forbid, you have a body repair at one of our body shops. And by the way, even at some of our partners like Shady Ray Sunglasses, go into any of our participating shops or partners and add a dollar to your purchase as a donation to PCH, and we'll match it. It's as simple as that. If you want to give a couple dollars more, again, we'll match it. And it just allows us to kind of give back to the kids and their families at PCH. And it's happening all summer. So, you know, why not go into a great shop like many of our shops and keep your car cool and yourself cool and running during the summer and help us share some love with our Summer of Love campaign.
There you have it, and that's what it is. It's the Summer of Love. We can share that. Let's share the love. They need it at Phoenix Children's Hospital. So, yeah, thanks, Michael. And it's just, you know, it's a great way, whether it's a buck, whether it's $5, it doesn't matter. And, you know, speaking of which, going back to the other donations and money we raised, and I'm not putting right. anybody down by any means, but you have some big companies. I mean, big companies. And their total revenue is nowhere, I mean, it way surpasses any of the total revenue of the combined Bumper to Bumper shops, and we donated way more than they did. The point there, we're small businesses, but we're generous. We are generous with the things
yeah,
that
you
we
know, Matt, and And you know, Matt, I love for you saying that because it's really us, but it's really our customers who love going to the shops that we refer. So it's a joint effort.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. And the customers are what make that possible. So thank you to all the customers of all the shops and all the Bumper to Bumper Radio shops and people that support the vendors like Shady Rays and everybody that's involved with the Bumper to Bumper Radio. So we're going to take a quick break. Yep. James from Levine, you're going to be up next. And I've got open line 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Got a check engine light on or a pesky slow leak in a tire? Or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so is the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at santanford.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
Bunker to Bunker's annual Summer Throwback Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses is coming up Sunday, July 26th at McCormick Ranch Golf Club in Scottsdale. The popular two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, the big raffle, special prizes, and breakfast. It even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $120. Proceeds benefit St. Mary's Food Bank. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at bunkergolf.com.
Are you stressed about what to do after a car accident or injury? Hi, Al Lundeen for AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services. We make it easy to get personalized, professional treatment that comes to you at your home or business with licensed therapists. We work with your legal and health care practitioners quickly to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Hi. This is Jamison Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. Happy 4th of July, and once again, happy birthday to Claire, my first child, 20 years ago today, 5 a.m. I woke up, or didn't wake up, boing, there's the baby. There we go. So, waited a long time for that, one of the happiest days of my life, that's for sure. So, 602-277-5827. That's how you give us a call. We got about 10 minutes left. Anything you want to chat about? Again, we talked about some American muscle cars. Did you have a muscle car that defined your life? Or maybe your parents had some kind of car that you rode in the back of, and now all of a sudden you realized, man, that old Nova 2 was a cool car. Nobody knew it back then. Or the Chevelle or whatever it was. I mean, I remember my parents' hoopty station wagon, that old Ford giant thing, but it was fun. My sister just sent me a text message. You're laughing about saying the Bicentennial 1976 when we lived in D.C. And she said, yeah, I remember we got stuck in traffic. We had to pee in bottles on the way home or something like that. So anyway, 602-277-5827 and James from Levine, Chevy Silverado 1500. What's happening today?
Yeah, so I bought this Silverado. I've had it a year, and I've been reading up on some of these Silverados. The transmission is going out, and buddy at work, he was having some problems, and it was clunking and this and that. So they said, yeah, you're going to have to replace it. It's about $8,500. So I'm not having any problems, so I'm just wondering if you know of, is GM or Chevy, are they, do they have a fix for it? Or is there an aftermarket deal
for this? Do you know of anything like that?
Yes and no. There's been a lot of things happening with those transmissions. One thing I warn you about, the internet's a very scary place. If you think you're going to have a problem, you're going to get some confirmation bias, and by God, you're going to have a problem. But you are right in that, and I don't know where the model years changes are, but I would tell you this. The people that you want to call is Automatic Transmission Exchange over on 44th Street in Washington area. Get over there, get a phone call to them, let them know exactly what model you have. But I'm sure what you found in your reference materials or when you've been reading Reddit and the forums and stuff like that, the transmission fluid is super, super important on these. I believe it's a Mobil 1 fluid, and I think they have upgraded or changed that fluid two or three different times, and there's some service bulletins about which fluid you want to use. Inside the transmission, I don't know exactly what the failure points were, but there was definitely some valve body issues. And so what would happen a lot of times, and I can speak like, say, your Volkswagen, for example. We do a lot of those. The fluid has super, super fine particles in it. And you know, picture your river. Your river rock or your canyon, the water's flowing through there. It's going to start carving into the stone. And then there's micro, like, I guess you would call it dissolved solids, if that makes sense. And but they're still abrasive. There's microscopic pieces flowing through there. And that's helped carving out that canyon in nature. But when you get into your transmission, you've got the minor wear pieces, metal and clutch materials, and it's so small, but what happens is that travels through the valves in that valve body, and those valves are very small to let pressure through, and the metal polishes or wears out the valve seat. And so the valve can't seal, and therefore you put pressure when you shouldn't have hydraulic pressure in different places. So, but there's been, I mean, that's just a portion of it on those transmission, James. There's so much of it that I can't keep up with it, and we're not a transmission specialist. But I do know when we service those, it's filter, and it's very specific fluid that you've got to make sure you're using the right. And those things, there is no such thing as universal transmission fluid. So I hope that helps you, James. Keep it. And the biggest thing on any transmission service, I don't care what the manufacturer says, I'm cutting it in half. If it's 100, doing it at 50, and I'm doing a filter. Or I'm doing it at 50, I'm doing a flush. I hate the word flush. We're doing a fluid exchange or a drain and fill, and then we're doing a filter service the next time around. You can switch those either way. But, James, I think your best bet is call the guys over at Automatic Transmission Exchange. Really pay attention to what your truck's doing, and don't get in your head that you have a problem that you don't. So good luck with that. Norman Gilbert, we've got a 2023. Man, we got some new cars today. 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Norm, how we doing?
Well, pretty good, sir. How about you?
Fantastic. Having a good day.
Hey, good. Yeah, I just got a quick question here about oil levels. You know, I've been checking my oil. I'm 65 for a long time.
Right.
And we got this Grand Cherokee about a year ago, and I've had it oil changed a couple times at the dealer, and I'm looking, I always check it after I get it oil changed, and you know, the level is just a bit higher than the cross mark area, and you know, I've always heard it needs to be within that cross mark area. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, and so at the top of the cross hatch is over full, right?
Right.
Okay. Overfilling the oil is not good. Not good at all. If you're overfilling it, what's going to happen is you're going to burn more of it. It's going to, I guess, if you will, vaporize. It may or may not get caught up in the oil separator or the PCV system. But even if it does, you're going to now burn that oil. And on these direct injection engines, you're burning the oil. That oil is now getting stuck to that hot valve. And now you're starting to promote carbon buildup. The other thing, now, depending on the oil that car specifically calls for, you'd have to look at the spec, but more and more oils need a low ash content, especially in the diesels, but in the gasoline engines, it's just as bad. You burn that oil, it creates a different kind of ash. That ash gets into the catalytic converter, and you have premature failure of your catalytic converter. So That's my take on it. It needs to not be overfilled. So what you can do is double, you know, now, again, not your father's Oldsmobile. You've heard that one, obviously. We still have to look up the procedure to check the oil. It is not the same as it always used to be. Sometimes it's first off, it's usually operating temperature, and then it's wait 2 minutes after it's shut off on a level surface. Maybe it's wait 5 minutes. Maybe it's within 1 minute. So there are some different things. Some cars now, we're checking the oil level with the engine running. That's on some sports cars with a that have a reserve tank and a dry sump and stuff like that. So don't just assume that your oil level check is like our dad's Oldsmobile was. So double check it. And if it's a little bit high, I would go back to the shop and say, guys, I want to correct this oil level. Get it down where it should be. Get in the range. And they can suck some of that out. They should be able to. Or they're going to have to pull the drain plug really fast, put it back in, clean it off, and then recheck the level again. So good luck to you, Norm, on that. And good way to stay on top of that. Those are the little things. You go to the shop. They got the kid doing the oil change. And nothing to take away from that. Not saying that they're all there. But a bad oil change can be worse than getting no oil change at all in some cases. So good luck with that, Norman. Way to keep an eye on that. So Lane in Peoria, we're going to squeeze, and it's going to be a hard squeeze because we've got about 2 minutes. How can we help you with that Ford today, Ford Focus?
This is actually going to be an easy one. I just have a general question involving a battery.
Okay.
I remember back in the old days when you had a dead battery and you jump-started your car, you could unhook the cables and the car would run.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen on the newer cars, like new 2025s and stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure it would, because the alternator is putting out the power. A lot of people would do that for a test. They would say, if it still runs, I think the alternator is good or something like that. But here's the problem today. Your 2023 Ford Focus, or no, that's a 2013. But even so, 2013, 14, they've got a lot of control modules on them.
Right.
You do not want to have a spike, and that's what I would be concerned about, is you're disconnecting the alternator or disconnecting the battery. I mean, disconnecting the battery while the engine is running. You could very well get a voltage surge or voltage spike, and that could wipe out a computer. So, yeah, it would probably do it, but there's no reason to do it, I guess, is what I'm saying. And it's really not a valid test. So the biggest thing is just make sure you've got a good battery in the car. Always make sure you got a good battery. They fail fast. They don't give you a lot of warnings these days. Not like it would be a slow crank or anything like that. They just shut off. Just 1 minute it works, next time it doesn't work. So really be in tune, everybody. And I would say if you've got a battery that's more than 3 years old, just replace it. I say this a lot. It doesn't owe you anything. You've got your use out of it. You decide when to replace your battery, because if your battery decides, it's going to be in Blythe or Rocky Point or at a gas station on the way to Flagstaff or wherever you go. Everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling today. 4th of July, big day for the country, big day for everybody, big day for me with my child's birthday. So, Claire, happy birthday again. Happy birthday to the United States, and everybody enjoy your 4th of July. Be safe. Please don't drink and drive. Have a fantastic weekend.